Now, one of the best stories of the week, it remains Aapie Leichhardt, sorry to Wanderers fans, but knocking the Wanderers out. It is the essence of the FFA Cup, the essence of the FA Cup across in the UK, that you have these Cinderella-type stories. They are into the final 16, and I'm delighted to say I have the coach, Daniel Cummins, online, because we had listeners yesterday, some saying, oh, they'd be back to work. Others saying, big ass, they won't be back to work. They'll be on the terps. Let's get clarification of that. Daniel, welcome to the show and congratulations to you and your team.
Hey, Vossie. Thanks. Nice to have me here.
Well, first of all, did you go back to work yesterday after the night at Leichhardt Oval and the victory of your team?
Yeah, yeah, mate. We're straight back at it next day, unfortunately. Most of the lads had to get back into work. One or two of them went back in with a sore head, though.
Well, and granted, conceded. I think Bob Hawke would say, any boss who sacks a Aapie Leichhardt player is a bum for not celebrating. It's a remarkable story. Did the result come as a surprise to you?
Well, I think first and foremost, it was a surprise because they're 3 weeks into their season, so they're hitting their straps. But what we spoke about during the week is having a game plan and putting ourselves in a position that that we would be in the arm wrestle. And we knew that we had the quality on our side of the park to create chances. It's just whether we were good enough to take them on the day. And, you know, on the night, we were fantastic. All the players followed the plan to a T, and we were lucky enough to come away with the win.
Daniel, it's a famous club. It's a famous Australian club. NSL champions way back in 1987. Do the players, may I ask, do they appreciate the history of Aapie Leichhardt? I mean, as a kid, I used to go along to Lambert Park. It's one of the more intimate venues to watch sport. And there's this little ground on the corner, Lambert Park, and you're close up to the action. Do the current players appreciate the history of the club?
Yeah, definitely. I think when you look back, and I was a youngster that used to get down there too, Vossie. You know, when you look back at, you know, the history of this club, it's a very prestigious club and it's had a lot of success. And, you know, there's a lot of people and a lot of supporters that still come down and support us that are from those days. And a lot of those players from those times are attached to the club as well. So it's not lost on us, the importance of that. And particularly when we get the opportunity to play on the national stage, it's a reminder just of the journey that this club's had.
Yeah, great stuff. Daniel Cummins is coach of Aapie Leichhardt. Can I ask you, Daniel, so your job, I mean, how many hours combining a job with coaching as well? You've obviously got your hands full.
Yeah, look, and it's a passion, right? And I'm a student of the game, so I love the football. And, you know, we got a couple of hours outside of my normal job where I'll do some match analysis. We've got the GPSs on the boys. We'll do some conditioning work. So we'll do a fair bit of planning that goes into that. So, you know, we're a semi-professional club, but we try and be as professional as we can for the boys. You know, we've got a lot of boys in our side that are ambitious and aspiring to be in those Western Sydney Wanderers shirts. So, you know, the best thing that we can do is give them every opportunity to be successful.
Yeah, great stuff. And call to arms right now. Get on the bandwagon. Is there room for us all to hop on? Have we come on late onto the Aapie Leichhardt bandwagon?
Mate, Vossie, it's never too late. We need as much support as we can. We've got Central Coast Mariners, I think, on the 21st of December at Leichhardt Oval. I heard you earlier talk about getting on the hill. Mate, we'd love to see you back on the hill. We'd love to see as many supporters as we can. I think that's the magic of the Cup. And, you know, we want to try and put ourselves in a position to make it difficult for Central Coast. And we want to be a game plan there that we, you know, will create opportunities and, again, keep the dream alive.
What about a pizza in Norton Street after a win too and a lemonade? How good would that be?
Yeah, it'll be a shout on the club. If you get down there and we win, no problems.
Daniel, all the very best.
The president might have a problem with that.
I still think it is one of the best sporting stories of the week. And obviously we've got some big sport, but we love the essence of the FFA Cup. This is what it is about. Opportunity for teams such as yours. You're on your way. Central Coast Mariners next up. Let the giant killers continue their run. Good on you. Thanks for coming on the program and pass on our congratulations to all the boys and the team.
Thanks, Mossy. Will do, mate.
Daniel Cummins, that is quite a story. So they knock over the Western Sydney Wanderers a few years ago. They beat Melbourne Victory. And now next up, Central Coast Mariners. Look out, they're coming to get you. That is a great story.